A reading from the book of Genesis. Jacob departed from Beersheba and proceeded toward Haran. When he came upon a certain shrine, as the sun had already set, he stopped there for the night. Taking one of the stones at the shrine, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep at that spot. Then he had a dream. A stairway rested on the ground with its top reaching to the heavens, and God's messengers were going up and down on it. And there was the Lord standing beside him and saying, I, the Lord, am the God of your forefather Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you are lying I will give to you and your descendants. These shall be as plentiful as the dust of the earth, and through them you shall spread out east and west, north and south. In you and your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. And know that I am with you. I will protect you wherever you go and bring you back to this land. I will never leave you until I have done what I promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he exclaimed, Truly the Lord is in this spot, although I did not know it. In solemn wonder he cried out, How awesome is this shrine! This is nothing else but an abode of God, and that is the gateway to heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head. He set it up as a memorial stone and poured oil on top of it. He called the site Bethel, whereas the former name of the town had been Luz. Jacob then made this vow, If God remains with me to protect me on this journey I am taking, and to give me back enough bread to eat and clothing to wear, and I come back safe to my father's house, the Lord shall be my God. This stone that I have set up as a memorial stone shall be God's abode. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In you, O God, in you, my God, I place my trust. In you, my God, I place my trust. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High and abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. In you, my God, I place my trust. For he will rescue you from the snare of the fowler and from the destroying pestilence. And from his pinions he will cover you, and under his wings you shall take refuge. In you, my God, I place my trust. Because he clings to me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he acknowledges my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in distress. In you, my God, I place my trust. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, My daughter has just died. But come, lay your hand on her, and she will live. Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak. She said to herself, If I can only touch his cloak, I shall be cured. And Jesus turned around and saw her and said, Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you. And from that hour the woman was cured. Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion. He said, Go away, the girl's not dead, she's sleeping. But they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And the news of this spread throughout all the land. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, both in the first reading and in the Gospel, we see how God has intimacy with us, how God wants to be part of our lives, how God goes out of his way, if you will. Here in the Old Testament, when he promises Jacob that he will be his God and he will protect him. And I use this, like tomorrow when I fly to Germany, I have a thing I give out to people with prayers and scripture verses. And this one here is, Know that I am with you, I will protect you wherever you go, and bring you back to this land. I will never leave you until I have done what I have promised. Well, of course, that is a promise to Jacob. Yes, I get it. People sit there and say, Father, you make promises of the Old Testament to a particular person, and you take them for yourself. Yes. Why? Because this is the living word of God. It's not the dead history of a God. And so the same thing that God says to Jacob is the same thing that God says to you, because he's alive. And God speaks to us in the scripture. Now, again, if you're a pagan that just goes to church, always this is a history book. And you go, isn't that nice what he said to Jacob? But if you're a disciple, you know that this is the living God, and you have a personal encounter with God in his word. And that same promise to Jacob is the same promise to you. The same promise where if I just touch the tassel of his cloak, I shall be healed, is the same promise you can claim for yourself. When you go to communion today, you do more than touch a tassel. Ooh, how nice. You receive the God of the universe inside of you. I think that's more powerful. So we got to make sure that we don't let our faith become part of a history book, but our faith is a living encounter with the living God. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray.